we want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Good Wednesday to you, Brevard County. Thank you for tuning in to the Refresh Radio broadcast. And we want to invite you just real shortly to come and attend our vintage service today at 11 a.m. We will be meeting from 11 to 12-ish. I'll be accurate and give you that ish there. I shoot for 12, but I don't know if you've ever noticed, but pastor's aim is not very good. Their aiming is not very good when it comes to hitting that end target. I do like to start on time. If I start late, I don't want to run over late, but if I start on time and God's doing something, I want to make sure that I finish what God has spoken to me. So we want to invite you out to be a part of that, also to be a part of our children's ministry that will be taking place this coming week. Actually, tonight is a special activity, so it will not be taking place at the church. I had to remember what was going on there just a moment. Sometimes when things get out of the normal routine, it throws me off. But I mentioned Lewis Barnhart Roofing to you the other day, and I've got my cell phone here with me today, and that number is 773-0364, 321-773-0364. This is not something he asked me to do or anything like that. It's just they were a blessing to us. They did great work, and I don't know about you, but I like to have people who have done good things to get rewarded for doing those good things, don't you? It is often said that we will tell one person about something good that has happened to us, but if something bad's happened to us, we will tell about 10 people. And I think that we as Christians should reverse that trend and let people know about good quality craftsmen that will treat you wonderfully and fairly. So if you need some roofing work done, Lewis is based out of Melbourne, and his phone number is 773-0364. So today, want to also say thank you to Teresi Auto Sales and Repair. A few weeks ago, they helped us in buying a vehicle, and they have also worked on a number of our vehicles. And so if they could be of any blessing to you, their number is 632-9777. We've actually had two different vehicles there. One of my daughters is away visiting some grandparents right now, and so her car was the backup car. It got us through one little crisis, and then the second crisis came, and what happened was that vehicle also had an issue, and so they've been working on a couple of our vehicles. So let's get into the word if we can. Isaiah chapter 11, we've been in chapter 9. I told you we weren't going to touch on every verse. In chapter 10, there is a great verse that talks about the yoke being destroyed. In the New King James Version, it says, because of the anointing oil. King James says, the yoke is destroyed because the anointing that destroys the yoke. The NIV talks about that you have grown so sleek and strong and fat that the yoke is destroyed. The truth of the matter is that that you were designed to be fitted with a yoke, but not with a burdensome yoke. You were designed to be yoked with Jesus Christ. And he says, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. You are not supposed to be doing the hard work yourself. You're not supposed to be doing it alone. Instead, you are called to be led by him, directed by him, and allowing him to lead you and show you the way to go. In every yoking situation, there is a stronger and there is a weaker. They're supposed to be pulling together, and because of that united effort, there is a great deal that is accomplished. My daughter happens to have a dog that is half husky, and when we go for a walk, normally there is a stretch where there is some running involved, and the dog can run way faster than I can. There, it's just not even a contest, and very, very strong. I get a great deal of entertainment from time to time. In our neighborhood, we'll see people on skateboards, and they will they're having their dog pull them around the neighborhood, and the dog is just having the time of its life running. My daughter's dog is born to run, and so I watch the way that the dog runs. And in fact, probably one of the most amusing things about having that dog is I say, "Hey, show me fast." And I know that the dog doesn't understand English, but she does understand what that phrase means. It means run and run as fast as you can. And so she has started taking off running. Well, when we're on our walks, she is leashed to my hand. And so when we're running, she does the pulling. I'm just trying to stay upright on my feet. And I want you to know, the devil wants you to wear a yoke of oppression. He wants you to be trapped. He wants you to be his beast of burden, if you will. But Jesus wants to deliver you from that yoke. He wants to destroy any addiction in your life. He wants to devastate and destroy any intimidation and entrapment that the enemy is using in your life. But it only comes by the presence of God and feasting at his table and allowing the richness and the fatness of God's blessing to destroy that yoke in your life. You see, it is something that happens because God is doing a work in you. You are not set free in the same capacity that you were when you were enslaved. He wants to empower you and strengthen you so that you have the ultimate victory over that. And then once you're delivered from that, then he says, try this yoke on. I believe you are going to find this yoke fits a lot better. I've seen some pictures of some sea turtles who, while swimming at sea, ended up getting entangled in some fishing line or plastic six-pack can holders and stuff like that, and it would actually deform their shells. Their shells were not able to grow beyond the strength of that substance that they had become entangled with, and it was literally deforming their life. And that means if their shell wasn't growing, that means that something physiologically was also having to change on the inside as well. God does not want the enemy's yoke deforming you. He does not want the enemy's yoke hindering you. He wants to deliver you from that. And he says, if you will put this yoke on, if you will yoke yourself up with me, if you will go where I go, if you will do what I do, he said, you are going to have the most blessed experience that you've ever had before. You see, God, quite frankly, doesn't need our help. He could do it all by himself. Can you believe that he managed to create the earth and everything that we see without our help? That is just inconceivable. How did God ever manage to pull all that off? Well, because he's God. He doesn't need our help. The truth of the matter is, he chose to partner with us. It is a privilege bestowed upon us. We are unique in creation in that we were created in the image of God. All of the other creation was created by God, but we were created in the image of God. We were created for his pleasure, for his glory. And so I pray that if there's anything in your life that is going on that you could use deliverance from, that you will cry out to him and you will begin to feast on his word, because God will help you to outgrow any weapon that the enemy is using against you in your life. Chapter 11, Isaiah chapter 11, verse number 1, it says, "There shall come forth a rod from the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. The spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and might, the spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord." The spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord. His delight is in the fear of the Lord, and he shall not judge by the sight of his eyes, nor decide by the hearing of his ears, but with righteousness he shall judge the poor and decide with equity for the meek of the earth. He shall strike the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips he shall slay the wicked. Righteousness shall be the belt of his loins, and faithfulness the belt of his waist. So here it talks about, "There shall come forth a rod from the stem of Jesse." Now, Jesse was David's father. So when you think about this, it is an unlikely stem. Jesse was not a person of great renown in Israel until this day. He had quite a few sons. They were serving in the army, but David was one who basically they had decided that all he could do was watch a few sheep out in the wilderness. And that was where he began to experience the goodness of God. And many of the Psalms are believed to have come out of that experience. But David is in the rearview mirror of Isaiah. Isaiah is here talking. He says, "You know, I think that God is going to use stem of Jesse. There's going to come forth a rod out of that. There, I think God is going to go back and revisit some things that he's done, used in the past, and he's going to do something even better in the future." This is a messianic prophecy. It testifies about Jesus. And it says that this rod that is going to grow out of his roots, a branch that's going to grow out of his roots, it says, "The Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him." The Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him. I always like the way that God chooses his words, because for the most part, we in our society, and in Christian society anyway, we focus on trying to get people saved. And it is true. God wants us to make converts, to introduce people to Jesus. God rejoices when sinners are saved. He rejoices over one sinner who repents. We rejoice in God our Savior. But here it says, "The Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him." I believe that God not only wants to save people, he wants to be their Lord. He wants to lead them. And so I look at that word Lord very, very seriously. That means that God has all of the power, that I'm his child. I'm his, I'm available to him to use. And I want that spirit of lordship to rest upon me. I really do. And so I've been having some conversations this week with some of our staff. And by the way, if you think that none of us face any obstacles, you would be wrong. So what I was sharing with them was this: we serve a great big God. We serve a great big God, and his ability, he is not just Lord of the harvest. He's Lord of Lords. He's King of Kings. We serve a God who is over a financial supply that is impossible for us to comprehend. The Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him. You know, and I talk about this from time to time, and you probably notice that I repeat some stories, but they're so important to me that I want to make sure that everybody gets an opportunity to hear about it. And the other thing that I've been told is that when you think that you have repeated things to death, that then people are finally beginning to understand it. And so that's you know, I don't want to be just beating a dead horse here, but I do want to, you know, share with you how important that lordship capacity is in your life. That's what every knee is going to bow and every tongue confess, that Jesus Christ is Lord. He has a right to govern. He has the power to govern. He is going to govern. And so it says, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. The Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him. When that lordship is in place, it banishes anxiety. The scripture says that perfect love casts out all fear. Perfect love casts out all fear. And so I want you to rest today in the Spirit of the Lord resting upon you, knowing that he's got everything under control. What does your financial situation look like? Now, it doesn't mean that he's not going to speak some adjustments. I just got to thinking about a movie that I was watching with Tom Hanks in it. I think it was that Apollo 13. I'm pretty good with movies, but not always remembering the right names or even getting the right plots with the right movies. My daughter makes fun of me about that, but I love her anyway. But when you're traveling through space, you may think that you are just going right along. But I remember in that movie that they would talk about that there were course corrections. There was a course correction that needed to be made. And in order for them to get the right trajectory to get successfully through the atmosphere that could destroy them, that there had to be a course correction. It needed to be this course correction at this heading for this duration. That would get them back on path. I also remember when I was in high school, they told us that if we launched a rocket from the Earth and we were just 1 degree off at the point of departure, that by the time it got to the moon, it would have missed the moon entirely. We think how insignificant can 1 degree be? I want you to know it might not be significant on day one of your life, but if you're just 1 degree off for 70 years, you are going to miss your destination and you're not even going to be aware of it. And so I want to encourage you to allow the Lord to speak any course correction into your life, because he knows the destination. That's the great thing about Jeremiah 29, verse number 11. He says, I know the plans I have for you. Do you trust God enough for him to plan your life? Do you? It sounds so daunting, because it means, well, that means I won't be in control. And I'll tell you, I've tended to end up in positions of authority in almost every job I ended up having. Not all of them. Some of them I stunk at. How's that for honesty? You know, it's okay to admit you're not good at things. There were a couple of things I wasn't good at. But there were a lot of times where I ended up in positions of authority. And after a while, I said, God, you know what? I would be okay being a person who dug ditches right now. There were times where I just didn't want to deal with problem customers anymore. I didn't want to deal with other issues. And it's like, God, I just like some place where someone else was the one in control. If that's you today, I want to commend to you the lordship of Jesus Christ. because he will lead you to a better physical existence, a better financial existence, a better spiritual existence, and a better eternal existence. You can trust him to lead you. You can trust him to lead you. It also says that the spirit of wisdom, it goes on, the spirit of the Lord and the spirit of wisdom. The spirit of wisdom. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. You have to begin there. If a person does not fear God, they may have knowledge and insight. They may even have some understanding of what things look like in a certain realm or a certain field, but they do not have the eternal spiritual wisdom that is going to bless me. So that's why the New Testament begins to differentiate between wisdom that is of this world and wisdom that is not of this world. You and I, we want the wisdom from on high to function in our life, don't we? I want heavenly wisdom. I want divine wisdom. I want experienced wisdom to have a profound effect in my life. The spirit of wisdom shall rest upon him. And to give you just a little bit more insight, it says in verse number 3, in this messianic prophecy, the prophecy of Jesus, his delight is in the fear of the Lord. What does your recognition of God look like? Do you believe that you can stand toe-to-toe and argue with God and get away with it, that it is going to be in your best interest? Or do you hold such a reverential respect for him and awe of him and his majesty and his power and awe of his holiness, of in awe of his goodness, of his miraculous provision, his mercy and his grace in your life, that you say, you know what? I don't want to do anything that would compromise my understanding. I don't want anything to violate that wonderful relationship I have with him. So what would our lives look like if we allowed the spirit of wisdom to work in our life? You know what? I can tell you this. In the financial realm of my life, if I had allowed the spirit of wisdom to operate with a greater degree in that arena of my life would be a whole lot better. Now, God already operated in my marriage relationship. He's operated with we've tried to parent with the spirit of wisdom. I try and pastor with the spirit of wisdom. The one area that was always a problem was the financial arena. I thank God that he's given me wisdom in that area, and I thank God that that arena is beginning to look more and more the way that God wants it on a regular basis. And so it takes a great deal of humility to say, I was wrong. The spirit of wisdom says, God, I want to acknowledge you in all my ways. I want you to direct my path. Is there an arena in your life where you might be saying, God, would you give me the spirit of wisdom, the fear of the Lord beginning wisdom? God, may it not be something that is compulsory, but it may it be delightful. May I be thrilled and excited to do whatever it is you want me to do. You know, so I really thank God for the opportunity I have to speak into my kid's life. I'm thankful for anybody who allows me to speak into their life. And equally, I'm thankful for people who speak into my life. I really am. And I don't want to ever position myself in such a way that it's burdensome. It's burdensome for them to deal with me because I'm operating from an improper place. So I want my awe of God, I want it to be the thrill. If what would our day look like if we said, and I want to delight today in the fear of the Lord. It's the beginning of wisdom. Today, let's start this day off saying, God, it is a thrill to be your child. Have you ever seen somebody that they had a responsibility or they had a job to do and they didn't like their job? Whenever I see a person that doesn't enjoy what they're doing, I recognize that they're not going to be doing that for very long. And so there may be people who reluctantly agree to do things, but God is looking for our heart, our soul, our mind, our strength to be involved in worshiping him. And so when you and I begin to delight ourselves in the fear of the Lord, the spirit of wisdom is going to rest upon us, and we're going to have greater discernment, greater insight, greater capacity to comprehend what is going on than any than we've had before. And so we should be looking at that. It also talks about the spirit of understanding. That's probably about as far as we're going to get today. We're down to the last couple of minutes. Have you ever known anybody that was so intelligent that, but they had no understanding of how to apply it? And, God said that when Jesus came, he would not only have the spirit of wisdom, but he also understood. The New Testament says Jesus didn't entrust his heart to any man because he knew, he understood what was in the heart of man. Jesus understood what was going on in his day, in his time, and conducted himself appropriately. You and I need understanding. And it's a spiritual impartation. Here, we're not talking about just natural understanding. We're not talking about schooling. It was a spiritual understanding that where the Spirit of the living God helped Jesus to understand the people he was ministering to, what their hearts were like, what their intents were, where they were, what they were going through in their season, and how best to communicate with them. He understood how to reach them and to teach them and give them what they so desperately needed. You know, we could all use the spirit of understanding. What would your coworkers, how would they respond if you and I approach this work day with a greater spirit of understanding of what they were going through? Father, make that our reality. I pray for the Spirit of the Lord to rest upon us, the spirit of wisdom and the spirit of understanding. See you tomorrow right here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.